Hi, I'm Kathy Smith. Congratulations on making a choice that promises to be a new and exciting adventure. This is Side 1 of Lean Walk 1, a 30-minute workout. As we get started, I want you to make sure you're wearing comfortable clothing and proper-fitting shoes. Walking shoes that have some good support. Now let's walk it out on the beat as I explain a few things about the Lean Walk system. Lean Walk consists of three intensity levels. Here in Level 1, we're going to build to a comfortable, steady-state pace over the course of our workout. Then I'll gradually lead you back into a cool-down at the end of the 30 minutes. If you're doing a 60-minute workout, you'll continue to Side 2. Now, if you're new to walking and just going for 15 minutes today, I'll cue you when it's time to cool down. My goal is to get you using all three Lean Walk tapes, rotating through them. You see, I've designed the system to help you fight boredom and break through to that next fitness level. So Level 1 will never become obsolete. It's designed to help you get started and later to alternate with Levels 2 and 3. Step it out to the music. We're warming up now and working out all those kinks and remembering that getting started is always the hardest, isn't it? Let your body find that rhythm and march it out to the music. Feeling so fine. This is the time to loosen your shoulders and expand your breathing. I want you to gently lift your arms over your head and take a deep breath in. Lots of oxygen and positive energy. Now exhale and let your arms fall to your side. Let's repeat it. Arms go up, big inhale, fill the chest, fill the rib cage, and now exhale. And begin swinging those arms naturally at your side. Okay, let's get into the proper walking technique. Here are the essentials. First of all, stand tall. Imagine a string coming from the top of your head, pulling you up like a puppet. Then tilt your body forward slightly, from the ankles, not from the hips or waist. And to keep from arching your back, keep your abdominals tight. Your head should be erect with your eyes focused forward, and your shoulders should be down and back, opening your chest for easier, deeper breathing. Walk tall, walk proud. Again, eyes forward, shoulders back, abdominals in. I'll be reminding you of these cues throughout your walk, and I want you to make the adjustments as we go along. If it hasn't already happened, this posture is going to become second nature to you. Let your arms swing freely, but with purpose. Don't fling your arms, stay in control. Right now, they should swing forward, not across your body. This way, your arm swing will actually improve your balance, increase circulation, and help you burn more calories, and we all want that. Strike the ground with your heel and let your foot roll forward naturally. Use a stride length that's comfortable for you and don't overstride. Keep your arms opposite of your step, right foot forward, left arm forward. Alternate sides. Okay, you're right on track. Keep those eyes forward, shoulders back, abdominals in. Your arms are swinging naturally with purpose, and you're striking the ground with your heel and rolling forward. You should be feeling a little different now as your body passes this first moment of, oh, I don't want to be doing this. It knows that you mean business with this workout. You're moving towards your comfort zone, and that's terrific. As you adapt to this new level of movement, your heart rate will increase as we increase the beats per minute. So keep stepping it out on the beat as you get more familiar with the music. You may notice your breathing getting faster. That's normal as long as you don't get breathless. If you do, I want you to slow it down. Any aerobic workout is going to increase your body's demand for oxygen, which means you're going to breathe deeper and faster. I love this part of the workout because now it's when I start to realize this is the time just for me. No kids to get to school, no phone interruptions from work, and no meals to prepare. This is time I've set aside for myself to let my mind go where it doesn't go during the course of my regular day. It's a luxury, but I deserve it, and so do you. By giving back to yourself and your body, you'll knock out all those cobwebs from your head and rejuvenate all the parts of your body that carry the weight of who you are and what you do. I promise you that by the time you get home today, you're going to feel so rejuvenated, so relaxed, and so refreshed. Instead of needing a nap or a cup of coffee, you're going to be able to face the day naturally. Now this is living. are always asking me how to eat better, look better, and feel better. You know, there's no easy answer or magic pill. It's an attitude you develop that eventually becomes a lifestyle. I call it the Kathy Smith lifestyle. Okay, continue stepping out as we pick up the pace ever so slightly. Take a minute to get your shoulders relaxed. If you're holding tension in your shoulders, the workout's going to be very uncomfortable. So get in the habit of starting your walks with rolling your shoulders up, back, down, and around. Let's try it again. Up, back, down, and around. Okay, shake them out. Walk it out. Sometimes I like to literally shake my arms down by my side and let any bit of excess tension flow right out my fingertips. Just shake it out. Okay, here's another trick. If you carry tension in your jaw, which I do, drop your jaw right now and move it from side to side. That's it. No, people won't think you're crazy. Let go. Let go of all the tension in your jaw. Let it go. That's it. Okay, shake off that last bit of tension now. I like to stretch after warming up and walking a few minutes, so this is a great time to stop the tape and refer to the stretches in the cassette liner or do some of your favorite stretches. You know, it's always better to stretch after being warmed up. As the tempo increases, I want you to start pumping your arms, keeping your elbows bent at a 90-degree angle, and swinging them close to your sides. Now, you don't have to over-exaggerate this motion, but your arm swing will help you keep up with the beat of the music. Try not to tense your arms. Relax your hands so you don't have a tight fist. Pump them, but keep them relaxed. If your arms do get tired at any point today, shake them out for a moment and then get back into the groove. You should be feeling in charge right now. A little sense of freedom starting to ripple up your spine right through to your face, putting a smile on it and saying to yourself, "Yes, I'm doing it! I'm going for it right now!" Make it happen! Okay, you're 10 minutes into the workout and you're doing great. If you're walking in traffic, keep one earphone off so you can listen for traffic noise. If you're walking on the street, walk in the opposite direction of the traffic. If a car doesn't see you, you want to be sure to see it. Keep stepping out, checking your posture, head level, eyes forward, shoulders back and relaxed, and your arms pumping with purpose. Ooh, I love this beat. It feels like I'm on the beach, walking in the sun, in the sand. Right on track, moving into our aerobic steady state. Forward and upward, that's my motto. Okay, stay with the beat of the music. The pace is picking up again a little bit. If you keep at the pace of the music, you're going at the right speed. We've talked about proper posture. Eyes straight ahead, shoulders back and relaxed, and abdominals in. Now it's time to talk about stamina. I'm not talking about the kind of stamina for running a marathon. I mean building your daily endurance and energy levels so that you can stay in action both in exercise and in everyday life. Think about it. Right now you're giving your major muscles, your heart and your lungs, a big healthy reward. As you continue to work out on a regular basis, your body will become more efficient and your stamina will increase. It's a win-win situation. Building stamina takes consistency. Your goal should be to walk at least 5 days a week. As you walk, think about what you've already accomplished, not only today, but also in your life. You're out there, you're making a difference in the quality of your life and the lives of the people around you, and that's something you should be proud of. So put some pride in that stride, come on! Remember, keep up the pace with the arms. Arms and legs striding it out, beat for beat. Here we go. All right, we've reached the halfway point on this side. So if you're new to walking and just going for 15 minutes, Use the next few minutes to slow down and cool down by walking at a slower pace. The rest of us are actually going to pick up the pace a little here. As these next songs get a little faster, your arm swing is critical to keeping your legs moving with the beat. No need to over-exaggerate, but work on your 90-degree angle at the elbows, pumping you faster as the beat increases. This is also the time to monitor your intensity by checking your perceived exertion level. This scale is a way of measuring how hard you're working out simply by taking stock of how you're feeling. A chart's included in your cassette. This is how it works. To rate your perceived exertion, think about how you're feeling as you walk. Are your legs tired? Are you breathing hard? Is your heart pounding? Are you sweating? During this workout, I want you to stay between a 4 and a 5 on the scale. So what does that mean? Well, 4 means you're working out at a moderate intensity, and 5 means you're working somewhat hard. The key to using the scale is to practice with it. Keep comparing how you feel during any given workout with how you felt on other days. This way you develop an accurate, built-in system for gauging your workouts. So make sure you check it out and rate yourself as you walk, especially as you pick up the pace. You got it? Great, let's go for it now. Pump it out! Heel-toe push, heel-toe push, 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 push. Keep with the beat. Heel-toe push, heel-toe push, heel-toe push. Got it. Go. Pump those arms. Okay, just start to go faster. Keep those shoulders relaxed. Okay, we're picking it up, so push it out. Keep up with the pace. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Keep with the beat. If you're breaking a sweat right now, it's probably a good time to remind you about water. Drinking lots of water, especially when you exercise, is critical. I know you've heard it before, but drinking 8 glasses of water a day is what your body needs to function properly. And that's 8 glasses a day without exercise. The key to getting my 8 glasses of water a day is starting first thing in the morning. That's right, I get out of bed, I have a big glass of water, and that sets the tone for the whole day. See, water and workouts go hand in hand, so please stay hydrated. That's it. Let me hear you working hard. Eyes are forward, shoulders back. Keep those arms pumping. Great form. As you continue along in your steady state, you may need a little push to get you home. This is the time I remember the advice a friend gave me. Just put one foot in front of the other. Simple. One foot in front of the other. Now I'm passing along to you. So take this song and focus on the simplicity of walking. Just putting that one foot in front of the other. Make that your goal for this song. Walking is easy and walking is effective. One foot in front of the other. Step, 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 step. Let the music move you. Don't think about the finish line. Just think about how fabulous you feel right now. Look at your surroundings and take it all in and just keep on the beat. Step, 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 step. Go, go, go. Move to the beat. I've designed it specifically for you. You can make it happen. We're nearly home. If you're going for a half-hour workout today, this is the home stretch. We're easing up on the pace and pulling back on the intensity. So ease into the beat of this song and notice again your posture, your stride, and your body alignment. You know what? I love exercise. And my goal is to get you to love it too. Now maybe right now that seems unimaginable, but like any long-standing relationship, you have to nurture it and it takes time. I'm willing to bet that deep down, with your muscles working right now, there's a seed of pride within you. You're feeling good about your workout. That's the feeling I love. As that seed grows, so will your appreciation for your body and its abilities to take you places you've never gone before. Like I said in the beginning, a new and exciting adventure. So don't quit on yourself. Exercise will help you strengthen your resolve, and if I know you as well as I know myself, you'll be thrilled with the results. So get those shoulders back, that chest out, and as I said before, put some pride in your stride. Walk it out. If you're doing a 30-minute workout today, we'll use this song to continually cool down and end today's workout. If you're with me for an hour today, this song will be a transition to side two, so keep up with the beat. This is the last song. We're in the home stretch. We're nearly at the end of side one, lean walk one. Okay, we're really starting to cool it down now. Whatever your goal is today, congratulations on your commitment. Now just get into the music and let it relax you into the home stretch. Side two of this tape has another 30 minutes of music. You can use some or all of side two to increase the length of your workout, up to 60 minutes. Or use side two as a separate 30-minute tape. It's got all new music, great music, and will really keep you motivated. At the end of side two, I'll talk to you a little bit about when it's time to move on to lean walk two and lean walk three. Keep breathing comfortably, and as you walk, gently lift your shoulders up, and now press them back. And again, drop them down. Let's try that again. Lift your shoulders, hold them, press them back, and relax. If you're leaving now, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. And remember to take the time to stretch out when you're done walking. Isn't it a great feeling to know what you've accomplished? Think about this. If you keep up an activity like walking for the rest of your life, you'll be making a significant contribution to the quality of your life, your health, and your peace of mind. And you know what? All it's going to cost you is a few minutes a day. What a bargain. See you soon.